It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says now is the time to ask voters to pull money from the state's land-grant permanent fund for early childhood education programs. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
During the upcoming legislative session, two Democratic legislators plan to introduce a measure that would set the stage for voters to loosen restrictions on the land-grant permanent fund, one of the largest in the country. A recent poll of 500 voters showed about 75% approved the proposal. At a press conference Monday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said every family with children in the formative years is fragile and needs early intervention and comprehensive support.
We know that the divides and the gaps are enormous. We know that families are struggling in ways that are frankly so harsh, it's hard to describe them and put them into adequate words and emotion.
I'm Roz Brown.
President Trump won the hearts of voters across the rural West, but how are they feeling after last week's insurrection? Here's Nate Hedgie of the Mountain West News Bureau.
Last summer, I met with Ben Bardo outside the small town of Du Bois, Wyoming. He's a huge Trump supporter, and we were having a conversation about where he thought America was headed.
Revolution?
You think so?
I do. I think it's headed there.
Flash forward to the violent scenes at the U.S. Capitol. I checked in with Bardo again to get his take, and he says we're inching even closer to revolution.
It just hasn't started yet.
And the violence at the Capitol? He believes the loose anti-fascist movement Antifa was there, causing trouble.
It was orchestrated. They will do anything to cause chaos and disrupt, and they had to figure out a way to turn the whole world against Trump supporters.
Let's be clear. There is no credible evidence to back that up. But like a lot of his information, Bardo heard that on Fox News.
And there are some reports that Antifa sympathizers may have been sprinkled throughout the crowd. We'll have more on
that
later.
This is where we are. Our country is awash in disinformation. People get to choose their own reality. And in Bardo's reality, with the Democrats taking control, more violence is coming.
If it gets to that point where they come to try and take our weapons, if they want to stifle us any further than they already are with the free speech, it's going to happen.
Hundreds of miles north in Montana's conservative Bitterroot Valley, Marine Corps veteran Talon Lang says he's also worried about more violence. He tells me he was out shooting his rifle at a gun range recently.
And, the guy who was sitting next to me was talking about, this is all very important because we have the revolution that's coming and, everybody has to be prepared to, fight the government and the liberals and, socialism and all this kind of stuff.
Here's the thing, though. Lang is one of those liberals. And when he saw what happened at the U.S. Capitol, he says he wept for his country.
I mean, we had this whole segment of people who are they truly believe that they're patriots. And they're in that position and they're storming the halls of the Capitol because they believe falsehoods.
Those falsehoods have crept into small towns and rural communities across the West, helping fuel distrust in everything from public health measures to November's election. But Maddie Bishop says there's something else at play here, too. Bishop lives in Libby, Montana. He voted Libertarian in the last election, but says a lot of his friends are Trump supporters.
Even yesterday, as the images from the Capitol were being broadcast, they're justifying what's happening, that we've reached a breaking point, the system is broken, they feel betrayed, and to be honest, I think rural America has been betrayed, but that's happened over the course of the last 20 years.
He says many of his neighbors are angry and desperate because, in their minds, their traditional way of life has been taken away. Logging and mining contracts have dried up, small businesses struggle to compete against big companies like Walmart and Amazon. America's wealth gap, after all, has doubled over the past three decades, and Trump tapped into some of that anger. Still, Bishop doesn't understand why some of his friends followed Trump down the rabbit hole and don't believe in facts anymore.
We're in big trouble because right now, what you call a fact, another person disputes and says, well, that's not true because I saw a YouTube video that my cousin posted and I trust him more than I trust this media guy. And it's detrimental to everything that we have no consensus of truth, no consensus of fact in this country right now.
A democracy without facts is like a truck without oil. The engine seizes. It can't run. That's what worries Julie Weitz. She lives in Sheridan, Wyoming. She was shocked by what happened at the Capitol.
I'm stunned.
But she says in Sheridan, there's also two realities.
I've noticed that when we have those conversations about Donald Trump, it turns into kind of a, I'll call it the whataboutism. It's kind of like a never-ending spiral that suddenly I find myself trying to explain or justify something that didn't really happen, that I can clearly see that person believes, but it isn't true. And so then I just feel like throwing my hands up in the air because they can't be reached.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Funding for the Mountain West News Bureau was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.